Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, welcome to the show. It is Bowerly with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. I got an email from a guy, Tomas, and I say this a lot in the opening hour of the show. I know what the statistics say. I know what the statisticians say about the Bills' chances of getting the first down. The next gen stats people, conversion probability 75%, win probability 63%. But there are times where I think you have to consider more than the cold, hard statistics. And I don't know, and the problem is it can't be quantified. And my thought was, these guys haven't been able to develop anything like a sustained ground attack the entire game. I would go with the field goal and have more options available for overtime. Let me ask you this. Did it seem like it was going to be the Bills' lucky night last night? No. To me, it did not. And I would want to just keep the air coming into my lungs as long as possible, irrespective of what the statistics say. Sometimes statistics have to be used, I think, as adjunctive information and not the sole determining factor of why you make a decision. Sometimes there are things in life that just can't be quantified as statistical variables, but I have a great respect for statistics. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm also the guy who went to bed on election night in 2020 being told Donald Trump has a 70% chance of winning re-election, only to wake up the next morning finding that somebody jimmied around with the algorithms. Anyway, and now we have a supply chain issue. But no, Tomas, thank you for the email about stats. We talked about it in the opening hour of the program. But when I consider the way the game was going in its totality, I would not have made that call. But then again, I'm also not coaching in the National Football League. But I tried divorcing myself from it, too. You know, the emotions, if you will. And I said, well, if this was the Cleveland Browns, would I think that they'd done the right thing? And I wouldn't have. If you substitute Cleveland Browns for Buffalo Bills, I would not have made that call. I respect statistics, but I also know what I was seeing last night for whatever reason. So my inclination would have been to have gone for what I would consider to have been the better shot at winning, which would have been to take the game into overtime. But this is the stuff of great arguments in life. It's also the stuff of a lot of murder mysteries. But anyway, I want to know, In your life, and in life in general, how important a factor is luck? How important is luck? If Elon Musk had lived in 1400, well, actually, he is a time traveler. He was alive in 1400. Maybe a bad example. Okay, if George Washington had been born in the Middle Ages, would he have been George Washington? Now, as much as I believe that the cream tends to rise to the top, the circumstances which made George Washington George Washington would not have presented themselves. So he might have been a happy middle-class miller in some rural village in England. So is it luck? Is it hard work? What is success? You know, and last night, luck was not on the Bills' side. 803-0930, and it's tough. See, it's tough for me to make this argument because I like to be able to quantify things, and I can't quantify luck. All I know is if you watched the game and you felt luck was sitting on the Bills' shoulders last night, we may have been watching two different games because, you know, it's just like, oh, a tipped pass. Damn. Oh, a dead duck pass. Oh, no. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 is free on the cell phone to WBEN and toll free 1-800-616-WBEN. And I happen to believe that a lot of your success in life, whether or not you want to admit it, is luck. Agree? Disagree? Think about yourself. Think about your family. Let me know. Let's go to Andrea in Holland on WBEN. Andrea, leading us off. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Well, honestly, I'm a little bit depressed over the outcome last night, but I'm sure we'll get by it.
I know. Me too.
So, hey, what do you make of this whole success thing? Because I think that there are a lot of people who pat themselves on the back thinking that they're the best thing since potato chips in a bag, when really they should be thanking their lucky stars or, if you prefer, thanking God, whatever.
Yes. Yes. So, I have a brother. His name is John K. Coy.
We don't do last names here, okay?
Oh, sorry. John.
I talked over it. Nobody heard it. It's okay.
Okay.
But I mean, if it's not a public person, you can jam me up. So you got a brother named John. That's a pretty benign name.
Public person.
Huh?
An Olympic medalist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I have no way of knowing that. To me, you're a caller from Holland. So, okay. So let's get back to the luck thing.
Mm-hmm. So he's been very lucky in life. And I'm having a problem a little bit with, is it just luck or is it hard work?
Well, let's think about it. I mean, without going into all the details of your brother and his first and last name and everything, he was, you say, an Olympian?
Yes.
Well, obviously, he did a lot of training.
He did at my parents and my expense.
Ooh, little sibling rivalry going on?
Everything was about him, you know.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Okay, so he spent a lot of time training and practicing, and at the end of all of the training and practicing at the Olympics, how did he end up?
So silver.
Okay, so why not gold? Was it luck? Was it skill? What was it?
Okay, so he has this whole thing. He actually, I think, published it where, because he was a speed skater, where he had to do fractions of how to go around the rink because he's a speed skater. And, yeah, I don't know why not gold, but, yeah, he got silver.
So I'm kind of curious about this. I don't know if you've talked to him about this, but does he have an explanation for why it was silver and not gold? And does he believe it was luck? Was it training? What was it? What is his explanation?
Really good question. That's why I'm calling, because I don't know.
That's why I'm asking the question, because you guys are supposed to have the answers my feeble brain is not capable of arriving at.
Well, He's okay. He's an engineer, so he drew out this whole thing where if he just went a quarter inch more inside, or if his blades were a little bit longer or shorter, he could shave off this amount of time, but he still only got a silver.
So
I think it was a lot. I think it was partly luck.
or the absence of luck. And see, the other side of that is whoever won the bronze speed skating is probably doing the same thing, saying, if only this, I would have gotten the silver, and if only that, I'd have gotten the gold. So, I mean, is it a question? I mean, when you're talking about something that is quantifiable, like speed skating and the measurement unit being time, is it luck or was the other guy just better?
I know, but now his thing is, and this is what he does for a living, he gives speeches about time. He's the king of time. If you go to his website.
Well, don't give it to me on the air, because remember, when people call in, you're a name and a hometown to me, and I don't know if you are really who you say you are, so please be careful. I don't like talking to lawyers more than I have to. But I mean, in all seriousness, send me an email, tom@wben.com, because I would like to look into this. So he does speeches on the importance of time.
He does TED Talks. He just did a TED Talk like 4 days ago. Yeah.
Okay, this is very interesting. So coming in second place instead of first place and the Olympic gold, to what extent did it affect the rest of his life and the psyche for the rest of his life? Doesn't sound like it destroyed him at all.
Oh, no. Oh, good. No, not at all.
Well, okay. How about, let's redirect the conversation toward yourself. Would you consider yourself a successful person?
Yes, but I do, but by different means than I do my brother.
And what are your measurements? His time and gold and silver.
Okay. So I feel that if I can pay my bills and I have a good relationship with my daughter and my partner, that is success. And my parents, of course. But his is about things.
And, okay, is he older than you are?
No, I'm older.
Ah, but he is all about material possessions and you are not.
Correct.
And when people would look at you from the outside, who is the happier person, you or your quote-unquote successful brother?
Moi.
You are.
Oh.
See, absolutely. See, this is why I love this topic, okay? Because, I mean, you are the embodiment of what this topic is all about, because
jealous of me and because he doesn't know how to be happy, which is weird because he's so successful. He goes around, does TED Talks, he sold his apartment, he's driving around in a $200,000 RV, he has this beautiful 25-year-old girlfriend, but I am happier.
This is really interesting, okay? Because to the outside world, this guy is the king of success. He is America personified.
Yes.
But what you're saying is he's not happy. You're happier because your success is based upon your interpersonal relationships.
Absolutely.
And do you believe, now let's explore this a little bit. How important is luck in your interpersonal relationships? You mentioned that you have a partner. Think about all of the things that went into your meeting the person you ended up being with.
Did you say luck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I met him on a dating website, but I was very specific about what I knew I wanted. So luck went into it a little bit, but not really.
Well, sure it did, because you each were of a certain age. You each decided to join the website at approximately the same time, and right, you were brought together. You know, some algorithm, whether it was eHarmony, Plenty of Fish, or Match.com, whatever.
It was Match, yeah.
Okay, but you guys, for whatever reason, the timing was on your side, which, I mean, you got to say was luck.
My father has always said timing is everything.
And what is timing but luck? Isn't that just kind of a fancier word for luck?
kind of is, yeah.
So your luck allowed you to meet the man of your dreams. And if you're uncomfortable with luck, you can use the word blessing or circumstance if you prefer, if luck is a little bit too far out there for you. But now that relationship, you were lucky to have met, but the actual work that goes into the relationship is something you were both willing to put into each other.
That's true.
And relationship, did you mention your daughter, your relationship with your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, those, like the mother-daughter, mother-son, father-daughter, father-son, those dynamics can be interesting as well, too. Because do you know people in your life whose parents were nothing less than perfect, but for whatever reason, as adults, they harbor a grudge against their parents?
Absolutely, yes.
So the parents did everything right, but for whatever reason, human beings being human beings, and we are strange critters, the love just wasn't there. Once the nipple left the mouth, the kid said, "I don't need you." I mean, this is a fascinating thing. Andrea, I hope that you will send me off air. I hope you'll send me more information on your brother, because I
want you to look him up, because he's a very interesting person. And
I'm getting the sense you guys don't hang out at Thanksgiving.
But really, when we're talking about luck and happiness, I don't think he has that. And I do.
Well, and this is why I love this topic. I think this is like one of the best topics ever, and it happened by accident last Friday, Thursday or Friday. I thank you very much, Andrea, for the phone call. You are like you're the perfect first caller on this topic. No, you really are absolutely perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you, Andrea. I know she's got a partner, but I love Andrea. Because she opened up a lot of the doors I was going to open up in a monologue, but she saved me the work. Folks, just consider this. Before you can tell me whether or not luck has played a big part in your life or your success, you have to figure out what is success and what is important to you. And then you have to figure out, well, am I just that brilliant and awesome, or did a series of things take place, like a chain reaction, that allowed all of these marvelous things to take place? And yeah, we can even take this one step further. Oh, I am so into this topic. This is I've never done this topic before ever. But even the circumstances of your birth. Some of you were very fortunate because you were born to parents who had good health well into their 90s. Some of you were born to fathers who died in their 30s of cancer or a heart attack. God forbid, some of you were born to wonderful women who developed breast cancer or ovarian cancer in their 40s. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. Please understand this. But we know the importance of your genetics as a predisposing factor to your own health, both mental and physical health. And, you know, it is with some trepidation that I look at my own family tree and I realize that on my mother's side, the dudes tend to die at 60. There's a pretty long history of that. And it's something, again, that's the luck of the draw. The luck of the draw. And, you know, there are people, you know, in the entertainment business, okay, and I'm sure in your business as well, there's a lot of jealousy and there's a lot of backbiting. And everybody thinks that they can do something that somebody else does that much better. And they got so lucky. Well, is it luck or is it hard work? And I'm going to tell you, in my personal opinion, and you feel free to disagree with this. That's what the show is for. But in my personal opinion, I think luck is really an underrated variable in how successful your life is going to be. And you know, I've never possessed anything material that has ever made me happy. There's nothing that I have or have ever had that has given me happiness. Nothing. Now, I'll tell you, this is a great topic. I'm sorry. I love this. I want your input. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Because it's real world, and it's also philosophical, and it also ties into the Bills last night. And I get statistics. I understand. I aced my statistics classes in college. I get it. But sometimes I think statistics have to be viewed as adjunctive information and not determinative information. Sometimes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Statistically, it should have worked for the Bills. Statistically, you make that call every single time. But when they did it, I think sometimes statistics can be adjunctive and not determinative in nature. I just didn't feel like the gods of football luck were on the Bills' shoulders last night, and I thought that if they would have taken it to overtime, it would have opened up a plethora of possibilities instead of everything on one play in a game where it just didn't seem like they had it. Hey, I'm well aware they might not have even touched the ball offensively. I'm well aware that the defense probably couldn't have stopped Tennessee anyway. But then again, you never know, because we get into luck. Who's to say that we don't strip the ball at the 23-yard line and kick a game-winning field goal? Who's to say that? I mean, there are so many imponderables. But this is hard for me to say, because if you listen to the show, you know that I believe in statistics. But I also believe, again, that sometimes you cannot make your entire decision or decisions in life based on statistics. Sometimes there are non-quantifiable variables that make statistics almost moot. And if I could quantify them, they wouldn't be non-quantifiable. But the people with whom I was watching the game last night, who get football, they know football a lot better than I do, they would have gone for the field goal. I would have gone for the field goal. And I'm certainly not a football genius, okay? I don't claim to be. But, instead of everything coming down to one play, which didn't work out, And by the way, there's no guarantee that even if they'd gotten the first down, they wouldn't have had to have settled for a field goal. There's no guarantee that even if they'd gotten the first down, we don't fumble. I mean, there's so many things we're never going to know. And that whole play, if you think about the whole idea of luck, okay, the whole play was necessitated, and I realize there's a lot of plays in a football game, but Cole Beasley, wide open in the end zone, could have won the game for the Buffalo Bills if Josh had seen him. Didn't see him. I mean, he was in the thick of trying to get himself a first down. It was a great run by Josh Allen. It was just a couple of inches short of being a first down. And that one view they showed from the sideline. But this is a great opportunity. And look, I'm bummed out. I mean, I'm wearing my Josh Allen jersey today, okay? If that makes anybody feel like this is not bash the Buffalo Bills day. It's not bash the coach day. Just I would have made a different decision, but I'm not coaching in the National Football League. But as a talk show host, the whole opportunity has actually given me a lucky day because I get a chance to do a topic with a little more freshness that I've been wanting to do ever since we talked about it last Friday with the dude from Toronto. In your life, if you consider yourself to be successful, and if you consider yourself to be not successful, how important has luck been? Is your outcome in life, do you believe, in all honesty, that it is luck-driven, or is it hard work-driven? I mean, I'd like to believe, folks, that if you tell your kid, the harder you work, the more you're going to make. The harder you work, the more successful you'll be. Well, it's kind of a dying generation now, unfortunately, but there's a lot of dudes who spent a lot of years at the steel plants locally who spent the last years of their lives, maybe if not in poverty, certainly not making the kind of bread they were making in the steel mills here in Western New York. I mean, I remember very vividly in the 1980s, all of the closings, it seems like every Thursday or Friday, the local media were filled with this is closing, that is closing, Republic Steel, Bethlehem, Donner Hanna. I mean, my goodness. So these people worked hard their entire lives. It wasn't them. It was, I guess, luck, which you can break down into outside circumstances, foreign competition, regulation at home. So in your life, is it luck or hard work? Is it a combination of the two? And I think a lot of it, first of all, you know, like our first caller, okay, you can stop the emails about the first caller with the sibling rivalry stuff. I think that was rather self-evident, okay? But, you know, I love her because she brought up a great point. She is happy. She's got a great relationship with her significant other. She's got a great relationship with her kid. Now, how many of you, and I don't expect you to call in because it's personal and private, but how many of you know that the world looks at you as a success? That person really has it on the ball. She has really done something for herself. But you go home and to your teenager or your 20-something, you know, you're just a sellout fascist, and there's nothing you can do that's ever going to be right. That luck of the draw in terms of love, family, affinity? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. In life, what's more important, luck or hard work? Or is it a combination of the two? And is it being in the right place at the right time? And if I were to honestly tell you, well, if you believe, foolishly, of course, if you believe, gosh, Tom, you've had a pretty good life. What was the biggest single factor in it? I would have to be honest and say dumb luck. I mean, brutally up, dumb luck. All right, 803-09, emphasis on dumb. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Neil in Forestville. Neil, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I had to get this out quick. My kids are getting off the bus in a little bit. But I used to drive truck before I became a forced-to-stay-at-home parent. And timing and luck was like probably the key thing that kept me alive driving through Toronto and down the 401 and around the city every day. But I noticed this thing over the years that the slower I went and the less I tried to hurry forward, the timing of my entire day would somehow become better because I was forcing life to push me through it instead of trying to chase after it.
Are you saying that put that in different words because my brain is clearly COVID-addled. I want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly.
Let's say you were speeding and speeding and speeding and trying to get somewhere, and then it seemed like everything and everything would go wrong in your way, possibly slowing you down. But the day you would take your time and you would actually just try to meander somewhere, it feels like the gates would open before you, traffic would be lighter, people would be nicer.
You know, you raise a fascinating point because I mean, as somebody who used to drive truck, how many times did it happen? You know, you speak about simple dumb luck. If you had actually made the red light instead of being stuck at the red light, you might very well have been in the way of the oncoming semi in the other direction, but you weren't because you made the red light or you hit the red light that you wish you'd have made.
Exactly. You never know the timing of your life, other people's lives, and how it all goes together. That's why you got to have faith. But, you know, you talk about luck. And when I met my wife, I handed her a card, and I told her those were her lucky numbers. And she looks at it, and it was your phone number.
Oh, well, that, you know, sometimes the theory goes down the drain. But, okay, but in order to be a success, and I know you've got your kids bouncing off the bus here in a minute, but in order to be successful, though, as a truck driver, you had to put work forward. You had to be at work on time. You had to make sure that the load actually arrived and didn't dwindle along the way. Wink, wink.
Yes, sir. Dealing with customs, you had to have paperwork in order. You had to check your T's, cross your I's, stand on one foot while you're balancing symbols on your head.
Wow, that's pretty poetic, man. All right, so in the final analysis, when you look at Neil in Forestville's life, okay, in all honesty, how important has luck been for any feeling of success or accomplishment you've had?
I'd say 35% luck, 50% beautiful wife, And a lot of hard work, man. I am a good person to as many people as I can be, and I try to pass along a good smile, even if it's to a toll booth person or even a customs guy. You know, like they all have crappy jobs and they hate their jobs too. But you know, if you smile and you just try to make anybody's day a little bit better, it comes back a hundredfold.
But you know what? You said a beautiful wife like it was nothing. And I'm gonna look. Is there anybody who's going to disagree with this statement that if you have a satisfying personal life, you know, whether that is with one special person or multiple special people, if you have a satisfying personal life, that is a big big part of your feeling of success in life. It's not just things, it's relationships.
It's being happy with what you have, too. I got to go.
All right, man. Thanks. Take care of your kids. Neil in Forestville. We're not usually this serious with Neil, but we're trying to mix the serious with the fun here. In your life, luck or hard work, what is more important? Being born at the right time in the right place? If you were the same person you are right now, but you'd been born in Tibet, think about how your life would be different. Some things you're born into. So welcome to the show. I'm going to reset everything when we come back after the news at 4 o'clock. But when the bottom line question is when you look at life, all right, your life, the lives of people you know and love, what is the most important aspect of success, of getting what you want, whatever it is that you want? Is it luck, something that happens? Or is it hard work? Or is it some happy, fortunate, coincident meeting of the two? Now, you obviously have to be, in a lot of cases, obviously, you have to be prepared for the opportunities that come your way. You have to have the ability to do something. I mean, somebody could say, Tom, I'll pay you $10 billion to build me a deck. Well, it's a great opportunity, but I don't have that skill set. You guys do. I don't. Luck or hard work? Is hard work overrated? How many people do you know? You can overhear them over a cup of coffee most mornings at about 7 o'clock in some place in your neighborhood who are somewhat embittered because they did everything the right way. They went to school. They got a degree. They paid off their student loans. They worked hard. They never took a sick day in their life. And at the end of the day, mean old bean-counting corporation said, you are no longer needed. Here's 2 weeks severance. Have a great life. That can be a real blow, a big blow. And is it luck? Lack thereof? Is it hard work? Lack thereof? I mean, how many people do you know? I'm 58, and I had people in my own family who were involved in heavy industry in Western New York, real blue-collar stuff, right? And through no fault of their own, they lost their jobs. Why? Because the places shut down and moved elsewhere, and it ruined a lot of lives. That's not an uncommon story in Western New York. Remember all of the job retraining program the state's going to be running? I mean, Billy Joel wrote a song that kind of encapsulated a lot of what happened in Western New York in the 80s, Allentown. It's about Allentown, Pennsylvania, but it was really a metaphor for all of the Rust Belt places. So what is most important? Is it luck? Is it hard work? And I'm thinking about the Bills game last night. Look, I understand. Statistically, I'm wrong. But sometimes I think you look at statistics and you take that information, but then you also take what you've actually seen and the feeling of the time. And sometimes you go against the grain. D-Day, for example. D-Day was incredibly planned. But at the end of the day, they caught a break with the weather. I'll get into that later on. If you'd figure, I'd get a World War II reference in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.